quietly. Turn around one more time and give a great big shout. Grab one of the shofars and toot it out. And I'll tell you, you'll feel a whole lot better. You just will. Because your walls will fall down. I said your walls will fall down. And that's where he wants you. For heaven's sakes, you're not just following Pastor Bill. Oh, no, 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 no. That wouldn't be good. I can prove it. Can you hear the song? Through Jesus has made up all the difference for us. He's made up all the difference for us. See, some of us are trying to make up the difference. Some of us are trying by striving through. That's not what he intended. That's not what he intended. He said it was a gift for you. Put away your performance. Put away your rules. He can do more in your heart as you fall in love with him. He can do more, much more. Don't worry about the law. It was fulfilled by Jesus for each one of us. For the Spirit is willing, even though the flesh is weak. I say the Spirit is willing. Fall in love with your Father who's dancing, rejoicing. Fall in love with your Father who is dancing, rejoicing. Fall in love with your Father who is dancing and rejoicing over your life, listen to the Father's song. Why would he be rejoicing if he was worried? But he's not. He's not worried. Why are you, if you are, why are you? You're not the pitcher, you're the catcher. Oh, catch the ball of grace in your mitt. Catch the ball of grace in your mitt. Pick it up. Take it with you wherever you go. You're a catcher, a receiver of His grace. You're a receiver of His grace. It's powerful beyond your wildest dreams. The power of His grace. The power of His grace. Oh, I relax in your grace. Oh, I'm at peace in your grace. You make up all the difference, Lord, by your grace. Can you hear his song? It's your Father singing. He's rejoicing over you, dancing over you. It's the song especially for you. Sings a different song for each one of us. A personal song for each one of us. A CD of songs only for our listening. He loves you so much, he's making up more and more songs. Who could be a better songwriter than the Son of God? He loves to sing over you. Because he already died to make up the difference. Jesus should be worshipped. Jesus should be glorified. You are victorious. You are victorious in our life, if we'll receive. If will receive. Oh, receive as a son, a daughter of the King. You're in a royal household. You're in a royal household. You have rights and privileges as a son of the Most High God. He's given them to you. You've not earned them. He's given them to you as a gift. You haven't earned them. Don't try to earn what you have inherited. Don't try to earn what you have inherited.
And Lord, we just receive you tonight. We praise your holy name. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you. Can we lift our voices? Hey, we love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yay, Rabashaka. Oh, Rabashaka. Hey, wow, praise you, Lord. Wow. No, Rabashaka. Wow. Yes, Lord. Yay. Just lean into his goodness right now. Just lean in right now. Just receive. Just receive. Ah. Ha-ha. Yes, Lord. It's the wave of your love and mercy right now through this place. Wave after wave after wave of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. I love you so much, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Lord. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We lift up your name. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. We exalt you, our King. You are our King, Lord. Yes, we love you. You're amazing, oh God. Yay, we love you so. Ho-ho! Hey! We exalt and praise your holy name. Oh, you're magnificent, God. You're a magnificent, faithful God. Oh, our God of mercy and grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. In you are pleasures forevermore. Yay. Oh, Rabashaka. Yes, Rabasa. Wow. Yay. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Yay, Rabashaka, Rabasa. Oh, Rabashaka. Just turn to someone and just tell them you love them. Hey, and I'll tell them who our Jesus is. Tell them who our Jesus is. We love you, Jesus, and we love one another. Hey, oh, we just thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Wow. Hey, Rabashiki. Hey. Hey. Wow. Hey. Whoa. Wow. What a great God you are. Yay. Wow. Whoa. Oh, wow. Gee. Yeah. Just check this picture out up there. We just saw it. Andy and I were looking at this. This happened a few years ago. It's the fire of God. Yeah, at a meeting in Mozambique. Isn't that cool? Yay, God, captured on the camera. Wow, look at that. Gee, thank you, Lord, for your fire in this house. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Hey, we're just so grateful. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for being here to celebrate the Lord. We just love you, Lord. Wow. As you can see, Pastor Jose is milling around, just loves everyone. If you don't know him, make sure you introduce yourself to him tonight before he leaves. You know, many of us have been in Mozambique Over the years, we've actually been traveling to Mozambique since 2003. Can you say 2003? That's a long time. And many more years are ahead. And Pastor Jose is still greeting. This is how he is. So maybe he'll talk tonight. I don't know. But he just flew in this afternoon. He's only been in the States earlier, but flew into Cleveland this afternoon and is just getting his legs underneath him going again. He actually left Maputo yesterday morning at 7 in the morning. Wow. So he's been a flying bird for a long time. So we have so, so much to be grateful for. Just to see his face is just so, so much fun for all of us. So we are celebrating our love for our Lord and our desires just to continue to connect with Pastor Jose. Many of us were with him this summer on one of the teams. We've been going since, as I said, 2003. We're in our 10th year. Say 10 years. Wow. For those of you who don't know, Pastor Jose is the senior pastor, the head pastor over all the churches within Iris Ministries. How many are there? Oh, we read about 10,000. So he oversees all of them, and he's the spiritual director for the churches and for the pastors and leaders, and he's over all the Bible schools, and there are many, I don't even know how many, in Iris. So he's oversees all of that and teaches and pastors and, for instance, sits in the dirt with the kids, runs conferences, as I said. He's an amazing, amazing man of God, loves people, and he's always looking for another opportunity for the Lord to be glorified and demonstrated. I'll just keep talking because, you know, y'all want to meet Pastor Jose. So he's family to us. I think you can see that. So he'll be here. It's true. First time we met Pastor Jose, it was Carl, myself, and Andy. And as we greeted, we were on the ground. And that was the beginning of our love relationship. And that has only grown stronger. So he'll be traveling different parts of the country after tomorrow. We'll figure that out. But he'll be in the area here for a while, and then he'll be coming and going. But he's with us. He's at our frontline headquarters here and navigating. So Pastor Jose is going to show, after you see the fire picture up here, that's the flame of God, the glory of God, the cloud of fire of God just captured. It doesn't look as good as it does online because it's in big form, but oh my goodness. We're going to blow it up and put it out here. I actually forgot about this picture, so I just saw it yesterday. It's like, oh my gosh. We're going to blow it up because it's the most amazing picture I've ever seen of the fire of God, like this. We have one out in the hallway from China, which is amazing too, with the fire. This is really cool. So we're going to, you finished greeting people now? Oh yeah. We have a video clip. Pastor Jose is, he's involved in all kinds of things. So we can show that video clip, get that ready in just a minute here. I think Andy's about ready for that. Whoa. Pastor Jose, do you want to greet everyone and then we'll show the video clip? Or how do you want to... No, show the video clip? You don't know. Okay. Why don't we show the video clip? Because once he starts greeting, he may never get off the floor. So let's show the video clip first. Okay, Pastor Jose, we're going to introduce to you the Miraculous Project. And Pastor Jose... Okay. Yeah. And Andy has put this together. We've taken clips from the last 2 years and kind of tried to consolidate them in one. And we're still in process. So there will be more things that will be seen after this. But it's a really good beginning. So Andy, just want to go ahead and show that. And I think you can see what he's up to. And for youth, also in a big parking lot. And these are for the... These are for our visitors. We'll be there. Yeah. And this is the inside of the church. inside of the church. It's really going to be large, holding, I don't know how many people, Pastor Jose, but many. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Yeah. And so there's going to be a big soccer field and stadium coming in the far right, in the back. And the produce area will be to the right, I think. Right?
This way
to back there. Okay. Back there. I don't know. Back there. And so, did we miss any building? Yeah. Iglesia and Refectorio and the Academy over on the right. Okay. Isn't this amazing? There's his truck over there. Yeah, and his yellow bus and his white car. Frontline bus is going to be there too, yeah. Oh, wow. So as you can see, the vision is large. And it started out with the land being given and Pastor Jose just starting and planting and not having fertilizer or anything like that. Just saying, God, you're going to do it. And had the seeds and the little plantlings or seedlings, whatever. And God just did it with the sun and the rain. It's amazing. And so all of these things have been harvested and he can share more with you. And it's continuing. So it's feeding people and he's blessing the community already. He has favor with governmental leaders. He has favor with church leaders around the area. The Lord has just opened the door for him to do this. So we're excited to be part of his support team. Amen. So bless you, Pastor Jose. Thank you for coming. And here you are to share whatever is on your heart. So welcome, Pastor Jose.
You are so beautiful people. Hallelujah. What I can say. Love you too. I had long travel. Not for Africans. We don't use to. But anyway, it's good. So happy because I'm in home.
Yes.
So blessed to see your shining faces. Oh, God. Well, this is like crazy. Well, I never thought that things can come to this dimension, you know. But I knew that God will bless me with land, you know. And I told people that I'm working with, you know, in Maputo, that I really need land. And I feel that God will bless me with land. And in few years ago, my cousin just came to me and she said to me that she has 10 hectares of land. And I can use whatever I wanna do, you know. And I was like, hey God, you know, because land is very expensive in Maputo, and I didn't pay even cent. So I thank God for that, and I begin to plant cassava and pineapples, you know, and even I don't know how I planted. I just saw things happening, and I knew that I need to build a church there, and I need soccer academy. And the reason is because there's no Christians, you know, doing that kind of project. And I thought that will be a great blessing for many kids around streets that are talented and, you know, to develop their talents and teach them about Jesus. And I believe that after they will be international players and they will preach a gospel. So I believe to see one of them playing in Spain. Why not here in America? You know, and I know that they will be on fire with Jesus and they will preach the gospel. So I thank God because now I do have a bricks for church foundation. So we already met them and we want to submit the project in the Mozambican government, and I know that they will prove, you know. So I'm so happy and blessed to be here. I didn't have a plan to come here, so it happened. So you cannot see how I'm blessed and happy to see all of you. Hi, my sister. Hey, God. Yeah, more fuel gonna go to Mozambique. Yeah, I don't know how, but you're gonna go. I know, maybe you don't wanna go, but you're gonna go. Okay. Well, I think, you know, frontline ministry is about to go. How many you are agreeing with me? Yeah, it's about to go. It's not about church. It's not about our church. It's about to go. So is that why you're gonna go? Yeah, there's a saying that if you will sleep with a criminal, you wake up criminal too. Yeah. So because you are in frontline ministry, you're gonna go. Yeah, wow. So I'm so blessed with Frontline Ministries, is the ministry that I had traveled with more than other ministries and the places where we go in Mozambique, you know. There's a place that never went in a preacher, and we get there, we preach, we saw miracles, and you know, God has been with us, and we saw more than what we are giving, and you know, that is great blessing. I came just to encourage you, if you never went, you know, you need to go, and you're gonna see what God is doing. And I believe that more than that, because when you are going, something is happening to you. You know, there's a change, there's a blessing, you know, for people that are going. You know, so we need to go. I used to go too, you know, in many places that I wanna go. I used to go. I don't know how I'm going, but what I know is I call it to go. You know, I like to go because it is bringing revival. So, yeah, just try once. Even without money. It's not about money. You know, I know that you are American. You are very organized. You know. You want to see money. You want to be sure. But it's not about money. It's about to go. When you go, you're going to see money. You know, and if you will not go, nothing will happen. So, praise God. Get lost. Ay, God. So, okay. I brought the old ones from Mozambique. This I bought here in America. Yeah, I look better now. Okay. Let's go to the gospel according to Matthew. In chapter 1, verse 18. Tell your neighbor, you need to be pregnant. MP, tell your husband. Tell him, please. Hey, Rachel, tell him. Yeah, you need to be pregnant. Yeah, let him try to read my spiritual English. You have to be patient. Many of you know, I never went to school for English, so this is really spiritual English. Yeah. If you will not be in the spirit, you will not get nothing. Yeah, okay, I will read from verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child. That is good English. That is like pregnant, yes. Okay. Of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take your Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived is in her is of the Holy Spirit. Hey, my God. Father, I want to thank you. That you are here, your Holy Spirit is here. Bless us. Father, reveal us to us your way. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So here, a little bit complicated story. We find Mary. Mary, she was pregnant before she met with a man. This is complicated situation. Because, you know, even when a wife is getting pregnant, it's really complicated for many. I remember when my wife was pregnant, we had to spend a lot of money. And I decided to be pregnant too. And I said, I will not go, no way. I will stay with my wife. I want to feel what she's feeling. And I knew that she feels pain, and I was feeling that pain with her. And when many times I had to take her to hospital to see a doctor, when she was crying, I was crying with her. And you know, it's complicated. And she was with me. So I remember when my mom told me that when she was pregnant for me, she had to eat what she wasn't like to eat. She liked chili. And always when she was eating chili, she was having problems. She was pregnant. It's complicated. And now, one day she had a word from God. Don't eat chili. Because what you carry is a dreamer. So don't eat chili. And see, she liked chili. But the word of God said, don't eat chili. So when you are pregnant, you eat what you don't like to eat. Sometimes you do what you don't like to do. Why you are pregnant? And now I can see Joseph, how he was. I think he was a little bit selfish because he was thinking to leave her. He wasn't open to her to understand what is going on. He wasn't close to her. And it is happening for many husbands when a wife is getting pregnant, she will take care of herself. I don't know here in America, but in Africa we have a lot of that. So I can see how Mary was suffering. She was alone. She was without nobody. She was suffering and nobody was open to her. And she knew that she was pregnant. And she knew that was before to meet a man. And you can imagine, she was in pain, you know, because people was about to see her. And people can say many things, you know, that wasn't true. She was there suffering every day when she was waking. She was thinking about her situation. And now Joseph was there, you know, around thinking just to leave her. So was good because the angel of God just came to him and told him, don't be afraid, because what she conceived is from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You can say amen. Well, in Africa, we say strong amen. When you are not saying amen, the preacher is getting discouraged. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, thank you. I feel like I'm in Africa. So the angel of God came to Joseph and told him, don't be afraid, because what she conceived is from the Holy Spirit. And now the church need to be pregnant. It's time where everybody in the church need to be pregnant of the things of the Holy Spirit. Without Holy Spirit, the church cannot go no way. We saw many religious people are trying very hard, you know, and they are not going no way. Why? Because they are not pregnant. And now, the angel of God is coming to you and telling you, don't be afraid. You know, in first time when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, I was very afraid. You know, I was asking myself, what is going on? This is new. I never saw something like this happening in me. I was real afraid, and I was trying to hide myself, you know, trying to resist, because I wasn't understanding. And sometimes it happens to you. Sometimes you can try to hide. Sometimes can happen something that never happened. And now I came to tell you that don't be afraid. That is from the Holy Spirit. Don't try to hide it, because the Holy Spirit wanna do something. It's something going on inside you, steering you, and you will not understand. Sometimes you can think that you are crazy. This is not normal. Why I'm doing what I don't want to do? Why I'm saying what I don't want to say? This is not normal. Yes, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it will be not normal.
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it will be not much organized. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, will do things that you don't want to do. It happens to me in many times. In many times, I giving away what I don't want to give. In many times, I saying what I don't want to say. In many times, I had preparing things that I gonna not do nothing with that. Because the Holy Spirit will come and teach me. So don't be afraid, because it is coming from the Holy Spirit. And you need the Holy Spirit. Embrace the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Just live filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a many Marys confused without understanding. If they're supposed to go, they are not going. They are trying to refuse. They are trying to fight the Holy Spirit. So now is a time to follow the Spirit, a time to hear from the Holy Spirit, a time to open our eyes and see what the Spirit is doing. A time to understand the Holy Spirit. A time to not live your life, because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not living your own life. You live for Him. This is not your time. This is not about what you are organizing or what about what you are thinking. This is time of the Holy Spirit in you. So the Holy Spirit wanna do something new. The Holy Spirit wanna take you to another dimension. The Holy Spirit is steering you and wanna take you where you don't wanna go. So one time I remember when the prophet Ezekiel was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was able to see a dry bones. And he prophesied. And he said to the dry bones to come alive. And the dry bones just come alive because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember one day Jesus, he said, the Spirit of God is upon me. I'm anointed to preach the good news. I remember one day, they was in the meeting, and the Holy Spirit came. They spoke, they begin to speak with tongues. They prophesied. So this Spirit is Spirit of life. This is a spirit of revelation. This is a spirit of prophecy. This is a spirit of light. Without this spirit, you cannot prophesy. Without this spirit, you cannot see nothing. Without this spirit, you cannot call. Without this spirit, you cannot be alive. You need this spirit to be alive. Dry bones come alive. And that is you prophesizing to the dry bones. And the dry bones will come alive. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. It's that's why you are taking the good news for the nations. That's why you are spreading the good news. So I want to tell you something. In many times you can ask yourself, why nothing is happening? It's because you keep sitting where you are seated. You are not moving with the Spirit. And the Spirit, you know, is like something that wanna let you move. Please don't resist, because it's time. Please don't refuse. In many times, people like mathematics. I don't like that. You know, because Holy Spirit is not about mathematics. Holy Spirit is not about, you know, this verse plus this one. Holy Spirit is something alive. And you need to live the Holy Spirit. You need to understand the Holy Spirit. You need to be His friends. You need to walk with Him. You need to sleep with Him. I remember many years ago, before I was married, I was with the Holy Spirit. I was sleeping with Him. I remember I was very cold in Maputo, and I was just with one blanket, and I was calling Him when I was sleeping. Holy Spirit, come and home me. And He was coming. He is alive. He is a power. He is alive. He can go with you. You can live with Him. You can date with Him. He is a person. Tell Him what you want. Open your heart to Him. Say to Him, I'm here for you. I'm desperate without you. Church is nothing without the Holy Spirit. Church, you need to be pregnant. You need this Holy Spirit. You need this power. You need this anointing. You cannot go without the Holy Spirit. You cannot prophesy without the Holy Spirit. You cannot see nothing without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see. You will see new visions. You will prophesy. You will say to the dry bones, come alive. People are dying. Nations are dying. Because you are seated where you are seated, and you know that the Holy Spirit is calling you. Raise up. Don't be afraid. Frontline is time. This is right time for God. Right time of God for you. Sometimes you can think, oh, I had been going enough. This is enough. You know, right when I was coming here, I got at the airport and I saw a ship, an African ship. And the Lord said to me, buy it for Frontline Ministries. So I brought a ship for Frontline Ministries. You're going to travel in many nations. What you did is still small. Big things are coming. Because the Holy Spirit is here. The fire of God is here. I want to tell you, many people are coming because God is here. Something gonna happen because the fire of God is here. Don't think we are small. You are not small. God is here. You wanna steal America? Because the Holy Spirit is here. This is not small thing. Don't think this in your way. Because Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit. Who are you without Holy Spirit? What you know without Holy Spirit? what you see without Holy Spirit. You need to be in the Spirit. I want to let you know, when this was beginning, we have the words of prophecies. And all the words of prophecies are happening. And I want to tell you that God want to use frontline ministry. God will use frontline ministry for America. This is not small business. This is big deal of God. God had chosen you before. It's that's why you are here. If you can think, in your thinking, you wasn't supposed to be here. Who made this? It's the Holy Spirit. In many times you can think yourself, I don't know how I get there. I'm with you, you don't know. You are right. But the Holy Spirit knows. He wanna use you. He wanna use each one of you. Don't say I cannot, because it's not you. This is the Holy Spirit. And now I wanna tell you that a new revelation is coming for you. A life is coming for you. A power is coming for you. Anointing is coming for you. Because of this Holy Spirit. You will be not same person. And people will testify about you. Sometimes so, you think I'm going to the church. I'm going to worship. But it's more than that. You will see yourself involved in what you wasn't thinking that you can be involved. I want to tell you that many of you will have favor with the American government. I want to tell you that from here, we will have many preachers that will go around the world. I want to tell you that through frontline ministry, through the Holy Spirit here, we're going to have many missionaries around the world. I came to tell you, don't be afraid. I came to tell you, be strong. Because what is in you is from the Holy Spirit. Hey, Church of God. There's no woman or family. There's no male or family. Church of God, what is in you is from the Holy Spirit. Don't doubt. You have to receive it with faith. We have to walk with faith. You have to preach with faith. Pray for people with faith. Prophesy with faith. Because what is in you is from the Holy Spirit. It's not from your father or your mother. It's from the Holy Spirit. And this is not you. It's not your business. Don't refuse. Say what the Spirit is telling you to say. Please don't do mathematics. God doesn't like mathematics. This is not any university. This is faith. It's about faith. Hallelujah. I believe you are here. And I believe God is talking to you. I believe you know what I'm talking about. Because it is happening to you. You are pregnant. And you are trying to hide it. You are pregnant. And you are afraid to show other people the way you are. You are afraid and you are thinking that this is crazy. You are pregnant. And you think, oh, I cannot be this because I know myself who I am. But listen, I want to tell you that nobody knows the Spirit. Where it's coming from, where it's going to. We just follow the Spirit like crazy. So that is the business. We just follow him. We are doing what he says. We obey him. And now what you need to do is to obey the Holy Spirit. Is to listen to him. Please don't mix him with some other things. Because he loves you. He is jealous of you. He doesn't want to see you doing another things. He doesn't want to see you with another man. Because he is the best. Start with him. Call him anytime. If you have any problem, you call him. Ah, my husband, I'm here. I need you. You can help me, please. I want to tell you that if it wasn't the Holy Spirit, I couldn't come to America. Yeah, for a long time, I could die. But the Holy Spirit is keeping me alive. And I don't know how. There's a many people, you know, telling me that there are people there going to the witch doctor trying to kill me. And I say to them, you're going to kill. You're going to die. Because you will not kill me. The Holy Spirit is protecting me. I believe in him. I believe in him. I know that he is powerful. I know that nothing is impossible in him. I know that everything is possible for those that believe in him. I know that he is the best. Nobody can do nothing out of him. So I came to tell you, don't be afraid. Be open to him. Just receive what he has for you. It's not so hard. You just receive and you enjoy him. Ah, it's so hard to do mathematics. So simple to receive the Holy Spirit. So simple, easy. So receive him. Let's say, I am here to you. Oh my God. He is here for you. And he loves you. He looks at you. And he says, wow. He loves you. Nobody loves you like him. He wanna be with you. He wanna spend all this time with you. He wanna go with you where you go. He want to enjoy you. Just experiment him. Just kiss him. Yeah. This is a real kiss. Yeah. I tell you what I know. I had kissing him. Yeah. And my wife too. Sometimes I will wake up during the night and my wife is kissing Jesus. I get jealous. I get jealous. But he is really. You can kiss him. Hallelujah. You can embrace him. You can feel him. He's alive. Yeah. In you. In you. He's alive. You can feel him. He's not a ghost. He's really. And he wanna bless you. I believe there's a transformation in you. Something going on. Something stirring you. I believe is something going on. If you believe, something gonna happen. I believe for you. If you believe, something will happen. I believe for you. I believe for healing. I believe for anointing. I believe for life. I believe for prophesying. I believe his word. If you believe, something will happen. You need to believe. You just believe on him. So when you believe, something will happen. Today. Now. Now is the time. Now something gonna happen. Now something is happening. The power of God is upon you now. The anointing is upon you now. The thoughts of God is in you now. And he says, I love you. I need you. Don't go far. I need you. Trust to me. He's here. Just for you. Nobody's like is like you for him. You are special. Very special. That's why he's jealous of you. Ah, my God. I don't know what you came to do. If you don't want the Holy Spirit, I don't know why you are spending your time. Because the Holy Spirit is really. What you need is in the Holy Spirit. Your dream is in the Holy Spirit. Your answer is in the Holy Spirit. The power is in the Holy Spirit. The anointing is in the Holy Spirit. Money is in the Holy Spirit. Job is in the Holy Spirit. I don't know what you really need. I don't know what really you came to do in the church. But without Holy Spirit, you are spending your time for nothing. And I don't believe that you are crazed that way. I believe you know what you need. And in this time, you need to receive. Because there's a more. More for you. Tell your neighbor, there's a more for you. There's a more for you. More joy. More healing. More visions. We're going to swim in his wave. More water. New wine. Yeah, there's a more for you. Ha 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 ha. Hey, more joy. Ha 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 ha. For you. More joy. Get it. More joy. More joy. Get it. More joy. Hey. Ha 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 ha. Joy. Ha 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 ha. Joy. Ha ha. There's more. There's more for you. Ha 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 ha. Hey, this young man. He looks like David. Hey, David. You're gonna kill the giant. David, look at him. Stand up. New anointing. New anointing. Look at him. New anointing. The power of God upon you. You are not same. Something is happening. Ora baba shekere beshe ketere beshe. Oro bobo bo shekere beshe. O narabaso koro bobo. Oro bobo bo. Ere be 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 be. Oro bobo bo. Iya baba shekere le besho koro bo. Woo. Ora baba baba be be be. Ah ha 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 ha. Power of God. Power of God. Woo. Robo bo 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 bo. Shake rebe shake. Ha 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 ha. Your power. Hey. Your anointing. Ha 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 ha. Robo bo bo bo. Shake rebe shake. Ora ba ba ba. Hey. New David. Ha ha ha. A David from Ohio. Ha ha ha. Hey, ra ba 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 ba. David from Ohio. Ora baba ba shekere be sheke, a great man of God. Ora baba shekere be shekere be sheke, God gonna reveal to you Himself. Ora baba, you gonna see visions. Ora baba, He gonna use you in powerful way. Ora baba ba shekere be sheke. Ora baba sheke be she. David from Ohio. Ha 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 ha. New anointing. Oh, ya baba shekerebe sheke. Oh, baba baba shekerebe she. Oh, borobo shekerebe. Oh, raba baba baba baba. Hira laba shondoro lobo seke. Will be big fight on your life because the devil wanna steal you. Ah, don't allow him. Oh, raba baba. New anointing now. Ah, oh, ya be sheke. New anointing. Huababa shekerebe seke. New anointing, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Wow, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Urabababa shekerebe seke. Urabababa. Oh, shekerebe sekerebe seke. I'll say, mo, 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 mo. Shekaba sekerebe seke. Ora ba 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 shekere le be sheke. Oro bo 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 shekere le be sheke. Ora ba 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 shekere be sheke. In the name of Jesus. Ora ba ba ba. Hey, God loves you. Hey, heart. What according God? Ora ba shekere be sheke. New David. Ah, new David. New David. New David. Hey, New David. Ora baba shekere le beseke. Ora baba baba seke. Ora ba shekere le beseke. Ora baba baba sondoro lo beseke. I see that man. That man. I see you overseas. I don't know how. I see you doing new things. Things that you never thought that you're gonna do. And the anointing of God is upon you. And He says He's gonna solve all the problems. He's gonna take out all the doubts from you. And He gonna bless you in new way, Kurabashika, in new way. He gonna bless you in simple way, Kurababashika. Great and simple way, Kurabababa, will be not hard, Uroboshikirelebe, simple way, but the blessing gonna be great in Jesus' name, Kurababa. You just open your spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit says. Kurabashika, and you obey the Spirit. The rest the Holy Spirit will do for you. Don't be worried, Kurababa, says the Spirit of God. Arid, urabababa. I saw your teeth, and I am cleaning your teeth. Says the Holy Spirit. Kurababa shikere lebesike. Blessings, blessings. Urababa, shinaralabasuku. Blessings, urababa. Father, I wanna thank you for my brother. I thank you for your Holy Spirit upon him. I thank you that you are the answer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for taking out all the problems. Thank you, Jesus. In simple way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Open your ears to the Holy Spirit, not for the people. People will say what they will say, but don't care about that because the Holy Spirit is upon you. Be attentive to the Holy Spirit, not to the man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For the new beginning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Well, Shikarabasiki. Uroboshi. Urababashiki. Your answer is in the Holy Spirit. Uroboshikerelebeshikerelebeshika. In the name of Jesus. Urabababa. You don't have mathematics. We have the Word of God. And He says He gonna bless you. He's going to solve your problems. And He's going to do that. He's going to do that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Front line is time. I didn't knew till I got to the airport. The word said to me, tell frontline, it's time. I came to tell you, you are missionaries for the nations. And God will give you a favor for this nation too. Don't be afraid. You are not small. Frontline, you are not small. Something is happening. You have so many sons and daughters. This place is small. They are coming. This place is very small. Shikarabasike. Front line, you are not small. This place is small. Front line, you are not small. This place is small. People are coming. Those that they were saying, like they are your enemies, they are coming in Jesus' name. I heard that word before, and the Lord still is saying that word. They are coming. Your enemies will be your brothers. Those that they was talking badly, they will be testifying about you. They are coming. I saw you pregnant. Oh, Rababa Shike, the Holy Spirit loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And people will say things against you like they said to Mary. But doesn't matter because the Holy Spirit loves you. And He is jealous of you. He wanna be with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for her life. Well, thank you, Father, for choosing her as a mom
a man of many. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, that you are giving her ability to do the call. The call, the call, the call. Thank you, Father, for sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mark, I feel somewhere the angel said to Gideon, great man of God, great man of God, great man of God. Doesn't matter what people are saying, great man of God, be attentive. God wanna use you. I keep hearing when I'm praying for you, I keep hearing same word, great man of God. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. You just need to test him. Just test him. He is really, he loves you. He wanna use you. And this is not a joke. It's true. He wanna use you. And he had chosen you before. He wanna use you. I just ask one, a couple, can be a couple, two old men to pray for him, representing his father and his mother. Yeah, pray for him. Just receive your father and mother blessing. Receive. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive. It's for you, he says, all my blessings is for you, just receive. You are not any. You are a great man of God. Horababa, he had chosen you. He wanna use you. He wanna lift up you. Horababa, and he gonna open your eyes. You will see. Horababa shikirele besiki. You will see what never you saw before. Horababa, he wanna open your eyes. Hurababa, receive his blessing. Receive his blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hurababa, sukuruloboshiki. Hurababa, sikerebeshiki. Oh, bababa, sikerebeshiki. Yeah. 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 Well, Shika Baba Siki. Father, thank you. I want to thank you for her life. Thank you, Father, for your beginning. Thank you for your power. The power that operates in weakness in her life. Thank you, Jesus. For changing the direction. Thank you, Lord. For new things, new ways, new thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you that you are with her, you are protecting her. Thank you, Lord, for new mind, Korababa Sikere Lebesiki, and new heart, Urababa Siki, new thoughts. In the name of Jesus, Urababa Sikere Lebesiki.
spiritual blessings. Everywhere, your power, your power, your power. Your power, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your fire. Fire, kora baba ba. Ora baba, your fire. Kuno moshikere lebesike. Your fire. I see his fire on your life. Kora baba shiki. You are not any. Kora baba ba. The fire of God. Kora baba. I see you on fire. Kora baba shiki. Ora baba. Oh. Ora baba, if you wanna ban you, it's fine. Ora baba, just receive what is from him. Ora baba, sikere beshike. Ora baba, sometimes will be painful, but receive it. Ora baba, shekere beshike. Ora baba, baba shikike. Ora baba, you will do what you don't wanna do. Ora baba, he is changing the direction now. Is touching you, Kura Babashik, a new way, new way, new way. Urababashiki Rebishiki. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Urababa. Blessings, Lord. Blessings. Blessings in the name of Jesus. Blessings. Urababashiki Rebishiki. Thank you, Jesus. Kura Babashiki. Urababashiki Rebishiki. Wow! Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive. You are here, you have been thinking without getting any solution. And the Lord is saying, is touching you, is solving your problems. You are here, yeah, you are here. Kura Baba Shiki, he is touching you now in the name of Jesus. He says, I am the solution. Kura Baba Shiki, you are many times taking tablets, headache, orababa, without stopping, korababa, oraba, because you are thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. And he says, I'm touching you. His hand is upon you now. Churababa, kira labasiki. Lift up your hands and receive. Kura baba, lift up your hands and receive. Kura baba shikere lebesiki. In the name of Jesus, kura baba shikere lebesiki. Just receive, receive. Wow, shikara lebesiki. In the name of Jesus, kura baba shikere lebesiki. Kura baba sukuru lebesiki. If you are here, you are sick, come to the front, please. If you are sick, Mom of man is sick. Yes.
Let's all stand up. MP, let's pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for touching them and healing them in the name of Jesus. Sickness, I command you to leave in that body. That is not your place. That is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And a kind of sickness, I command you in the name of Jesus. Out. In the name of Jesus. You go out now. In the name of Jesus. Out. In the name of Jesus. Out. In the name of Jesus. Out. In the name of Jesus, I command you. Well, now in the name of Jesus. Out. What is your problem? In the name of Jesus, high blood pressure.
Come, let us
I command you to
return unto the Lord.
Forever. In the name,
let us call on the power of His name. Let us bow before the throne of grace and confess that we are hungry again.